Fathia Ahmed has been a midwife in Omdurman near Khartoum for more than 30 years. She's familiar with what her kit bag holds and has used its contents many times to deliver babies. But before being banned in Sudan, she used similar equipment to carry out what's known as FGM.
I used to carry out the practice on young girls. The last time I did so was in 2008 on my niece, but that hurt me too much, so I stopped. The government outlawed it, but people still ask me till this day to operate on their children.
Female genital mutilation has long been part of Sudan's culture. Those who practice it believe it protects girls' honor and reputations, but medical studies show that it contributes to complications during childbirth and increases chances of infections. Sudanese rights groups have campaigned for years against the practice, and in 2020, Sudan's then transitional government outlawed it completely. The practice of female genital mutilation between the ages of 15 and 49 dropped from 89% to 86% in the decade leading up to the ban, and 31% in girls aged 14 or younger. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, says the ban has led to a further decline of practice in young girls to an estimated 25%, with most of them happening in rural areas. That's a drop of less than 10%. 3 years on, the figure is yet to reach zero, despite those who practice it risking a three-year prison sentence. Mariam's daughters are some of those who were subjected to the practice even after the ban was enforced. She hides her face and name out of fear of legal repercussions.
We went to the countryside for holidays, and my mother-in-law insisted. Myself and my husband were against it, but she's older, and we couldn't say no to her. She promised the midwife wouldn't cut a lot from my daughters, but the midwife did, and I didn't find out until 3 days later.
UNICEF says younger generations understand the dangers of FGM, and that's helped lead to a reduction in the practice, but other challenges remain in ending it altogether.
The midwives who continue with the practice do so because there's no supervision, and the economic situation, the cost of living, forces them to perform it. Then there's the issue of awareness of the law. We launched a campaign to raise awareness around the country that FGM is now against the law.
Fathia says if she had known the dangers of FGM when she used to perform the operations, she'd have stopped earlier. She hopes that any awareness campaign reaches those who continue to call on her to perform FGM on their daughters so they don't suffer the consequences. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.